A Little Bit Dangerous, Rogues of Fortune's Den, Book 1, written by Adele Clee, narrated by Stevie Zimmerman. Chapter 1. Fortune's Den, Aldgate Street, London. The first rays of dawn crept through Christian Chance's window, a golden trespass, into the dark shadows of his bedchamber. The promise of a new day did nothing to restore his vigour. How could he move with a spring in his step, when he carried the heavy burden of guilt? He studied his form in the looking-glass, brushing imagined dust from the sleeves of his black frock coat, before straightening his cravat. His gaze fell to the diamond stick pin, sparkling in the muted light. It wasn't so much a symbol of wealth, but of how far he'd come from the urchin surviving on scraps in the rookeries. Careful not to wake the household, he stole through the lavish hall of the gaming hell he owned, with his three brothers. All was quiet. Eerily so. Was his eldest brother Aaron waiting to pounce? Did he know Christian meant to break his sacred rule? Many men want us dead. You'll tell me where you are at all times. There must be no secrets between us, no lies. Knots formed in Christian's stomach as he slipped out onto Aldgate Street and closed the door gently behind him. While he would not be without his kin, a man had to forge his own identity. What was there to fear? Visiting a museum at dawn was hardly a dangerous pursuit. He spotted Lucius Daventry's unmarked carriage waiting near St. Anne's churchyard. The burly coachman atop the box scoured every dark doorway. When working for the most skilled inquiry agent in London, one might die if they didn't keep their wits. "I admire a man who's prompt," Daventry said, as Christian dropped into the seat opposite. "Did anyone see you leave?" "No. Aaron crawled into bed at 3 this morning." He gripped the overhead strap as the carriage lurched into motion. My brother has a sixth sense, and will undoubtedly know I'm missing. As children forced to make their home in a dank alley, Christian had often woke in the dead of night to find Aaron watching him. I wouldn't want to cause a rift between family, said the man, who possessed the Lord's benevolence and Lucifer's lust for vengeance. I shall explain the situation to Aaron upon my return. It would be a heated conversation, a clashing of swords, a battle of wills. Rest assured, nothing would ever come between us. Guilt flooded his body, as a disturbing memory flooded his mind. 4 boys thrown out of their dead father's house and left to fend for themselves, their stepmother hiring thugs to cart them away before the body was cold. At the tender age of 16, Aaron became a father to his kin overnight. No matter what happens, I'll keep us safe. We'll always have each other. I'll need you for a few days. Daventry's commanding voice snapped Christian from his reverie. Will that pose a problem? Damn right it would. Aaron would raise every objection. Christian shrugged. No, providing I find the work rewarding. Other than mentioning an issue with a rare artifact, you've not told me how I might assist you. My business at the museum is confidential. I must know you're committed before I can explain the matter in detail.
The comment roused Christian's suspicions. Daventry employed a host of agents who all worked on private cases. Was it not better to trust one of his own men than a mere acquaintance?
The truth is, I've no one with your knowledge of Egyptian artifacts, no one with your attention to detail.
Daventry spoke as if he'd heard Christian's silent question.
The curator approached me with serious concerns, concerns I feel compelled to investigate.
Damnation! Daventry knew how to pique a scholar's interest.
My knowledge comes from books and scientific lectures. I missed out on a formal education when that evil bastard died.
Despite being the grandson of an earl, Christian had dined in doorways, not the halls at Oxford or Cambridge. A sly smile touched Daventry's lips.
If you take this job, the education you gained in the rookeries will serve you better.
Job? The desire to feel useful in his own right swayed him towards accepting the position.
I thought you needed advice.
Daventry narrowed his gaze.
What I ask of you will test your mental and physical limits. If you're not up to the task, tell me now.
He knew damn well Christian would accept. A skilled inquiry agent could sense a man's restlessness. No one wanted to admit to being weak.
I cannot abandon my responsibilities at Fortune's Den.
Christian kept the accounts, dealt with paperwork, and fought alongside his brothers when reprobates caused trouble. Family always came first. Daventry smiled.
I'm sure you can keep everyone happy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?